The Orphan's Daughter, written by Sandy Taylor and read by Aoife McMahon. Me and my best friend, Kitty Quinn, were sitting on the graveyard wall watching Mr. Houlihan's last journey to meet his maker. The mourners were led by Father Kelly as they followed the cart towards the poor man's final resting place. Kitty took the little jotter out of her pocket and licked the end of the pencil. Me and Kitty attended as many funerals as we could, and we marked them out of 10 for 1. The number of mourners, 2. How dignified they held themselves, 3. Whether they were wearing boots or good shoes, 4. How much weeping and rending of garments took place. The rending of garments was my idea. I thought it sounded desperate and sort of romantic. Kitty wanted to add throwing themselves on the coffin, but I thought that was a bit overdramatic for Ballybun. "They're all wearing clodhopping boots," said Kitty, screwing up her nose. "Except Mrs. Houlihan," I said. "She's still got her slippers on." "That'll be because of the chilblains," said Kitty. "She's a martyr to them." Mr. Houlihan was a miserable old man who'd done very little good in his life apart from adding to the population of Ballybun by producing 13 children. "Is Teddy over from America?" I said, scanning the line of mourners. "I can't see him," said Kitty, straining her neck to see over the crowd of people. "That's a shame," I said. "It would have added some dignity to the proceedings if he'd shown up." "A mark of respect," nodded Kitty, writing down Teddy, then crossing a line through his name. We sat on the wall until the coffin was lowered down into the ground. "Can you hear any wailing?" I said. "Not a squeak," said Kitty. "And definitely no rending. I think it's time we got rid of the rending bit, Nora." "You might be right. I think we'd need to go into Cork City for that." "They might even throw themselves in the coffin in Cork City," said Kitty, with a dreamy look on her face. "Now wouldn't that be the pinnacle of our funeral watching?"
"Jesus, Nora, what sort of word is that?"
"It means the height of stuff."
"Where did you learn a word like that?"
"From Granda Doyle. He's a fierce reader, Kitty, and he gives me a new word every week."
"What other words do you know?"
"Well, last week he gave me grandeur."
"What in all that's holy does that mean?"
"I think it means posh." Kitty chewed the end of the pencil.
"Like the honourables up on the hill?"
"Exactly," I said.